This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Suratul Qadr. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Indeed, we have revealed it in the night of decree, Laylatul Qadr. Meaning we have revealed the Qur'an in a special night. What is that night? Laylatul Qadr. Also described as Laylatin Mubarakatin in Surah Al-Dukhan. Inna anzalnahu fi Laylatin Mubarakatin. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said that the Qur'an was sent down all at once on Laylatul Qadr. Meaning from the Lawhul Mahfuz to the lower heaven. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent it down to the Messenger of Allah, bit by bit, portion by portion. And this revelation began on which night? On Laylatul Qadr. And Laylatul Qadr is in which month? The month of Ramadan. And the fact is that Allah revealed all the books in the month of Ramadan. In a hadith we learned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Zabur in the month of Ramadan, the Torah in the month of Ramadan, Suhuf Ibrahim in the month of Ramadan. In fact, the exact dates are given. And the Qur'an also, Allah revealed it in Laylatul Qadr. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. But what can make you know what is the night of decree? Do you even realize how important and blessed this night is? Why is Laylatul Qadr even called Laylatul Qadr? What does Qadr mean? Qaf dal ra. There is many meanings of the word Qadr. One meaning is when something is important and precious, valuable. Like this thing has a lot of Qadr, meaning it's very precious to me, very honorable before me. So this night is very important. The Prophet ﷺ said, there has come to you Ramadan, a blessed month. And he said that in it Allah has a night which is better than 1,000 months. Whoever is deprived of its goodness is indeed deprived. So important and blessed is this night that if you don't take advantage of it, this is an opportunity that you can never make up for. Never. You know, there are some things which if you're not able to do, you can compensate them with something else. But this is a night that cannot be compensated by anything else. This is so precious near Allah, so important near Allah. Another meaning of the word Qadr is when something is tight and constricted, congested. So the Laylatul Qadr is called Laylatul Qadr because who comes down? The angels descend on this night. Many, many angels descend on this night with Allah's decree. This is a night in which people, you know, even masajid are packed. Aren't they? So, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. Another meaning of the word Qadr is decree. So Laylatul Qadr, the night of decree, why is it called the night of decree? Because this is the night when Allah gives the angels what they're supposed to do for the next year. Remember, there's different types of Qadr I mentioned to you earlier. Qadr Hawli or Sanawi, yearly Qadr. Remember? So the yearly Qadr that is decreed or given out to the angels when? On Laylatul Qadr. The Prophet ﷺ said, seek Laylatul Qadr in the odd nights during the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. How significant and important is this night? So important that it is better than 1,000 months. Meaning if a person does something on that night, it's as if they did that for 1,000 months. It's better than a deed performed for 1,000 months. This is Allah's special favor on this weak ummah, on His weak servants. Because who has the ability to do something good continuously for 1,000 months? Who has that ability? 1,000 months is 80 plus years. None of us has the ability to do something from the day we were born, from the moment we were born until the moment we die, continuously. We don't have that. Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. What does this mean then? That this night should be filled with Allah's worship. Aisha radhiallahu anha said, I had never known Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam to read the entire Qur'an in a single night, or to spend the whole night in prayer until the morning, or to spend a whole month in fasting, except in Ramadan. Meaning Ramadan, yes, he would spend the whole month fasting. And there were times when he would spend, in the month of Ramadan, the entire night praying, or reciting the entire Qur'an in one day. Only in Ramadan. And especially in the last 10 nights, what would he do? He would strive even harder. Why? Seeking Laylatul Qadr. تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ تَنَزَّلُ It descends. Who? الْمَلَائِكَةِ The angels. وَالْرُوحِ And also the ruh. Which ruh? Who is this? Angel Jibreel. فِيهَا In it. Meaning in this night. How do they descend? بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ By the permission of their Lord. Imagine, the angels don't come down to the earth except by Allah's permission. مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرِ With every amr, with every command. Which command? The command that Allah has given them. Meaning they descend in order to carry out the decrees that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them. Why else do they descend? Also in order to witness the deeds of the worshippers. The Prophet ﷺ said, the night of power is such and such. Meaning he described it. And then he said, in this night there are more angels on earth than the number of pebbles. How many? More angels on earth than the number of pebbles. Salamun. With so many angels descending. Salamun. Peace. Here it is. Meaning the entire night is peaceful. Hatta matla'il fajr. Until the emergence of dawn. Matla', tulu', rising. And when something rises, you can see it. And this is referring to when fajr comes in. Meaning until the end of that night. A certain peace is felt. So this means that this entire night is very peaceful, very comfortable, cool. So many angels, so much mercy, so many blessings. And what is the dua for this night? Allahumma innaka afuwun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni. O Allah, indeed you are the most pardoning, you love to pardon, so pardon me. This is the dua we have been taught to make on this blessed night. Recitation.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر
سورة البينة The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to Ubay ibn Ka'b رضي الله عنه that verily Allah has commanded me to recite to you لَمْ يَكُنِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ Ubay radiallahu anhu said, he mentioned my name to you? Allah ordered you to recite this surah to me? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, yes. So Ubay radiallahu anhu wept. He cried out of joy. What is this surah? Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Lam yakun. Lam not. Yakun, he was. Meaning he would not. Who would not? Alladhina kafaru. Those who have denied. Min ahlil kitabi. From the people of the scripture. Meaning those who have denied from the Jews and the Christians. Wal mushrikeen and the polytheists. They would not munfakkin, they would not be parted. حَتَّى until تَأْتِيَهُمُ الْبَيِّنَةُ until the clear evidence would come to them. The disbelievers from among the people of the scripture and from among the polytheists would never munfakkin until the bayyinah came to them. What is the meaning of munfakkin? Munfakkin is a plural of the word munfak from the root letters fa, kaf, kaf. We learned this earlier also, fakku raqabah, which means to release or to set something free. And the word infikak is similar in meaning to the word intiha. Intiha, to stop. So munfakkin wants to stop, wants to disengage, wants to break off from. So these people would never stop from what? From their disbelief. Until there came to them al-bayyina. What is bayyina? Clear evidence. Meaning, they would continue in their shirk, the polytheists would continue in their shirk, and the people of the book would continue in their disbelief for years and years, never to leave their ways until something very powerful would come to them. Something very powerful, a bayyina, would come to them and move them from their tradition. Meaning, with time, they would only increase in their misguidance. Unless and until Allah would send to them a clear proof to stop them from their misguidance. What is this clear proof? What is this bayyina? It is Rasulun, a messenger. Min Allahi, from Allah. A messenger from Allah who would come to them and then yatlu, he would recite suhufan mutahhara. Suhufan, scriptures that are mutahhara, that are purified. This is referring to the divine scripture. And the reason why it is called mutahhara is because it is pure from the touch, from the reach of the devils. Preserved. So we see over here that the people would not leave their disbelief until Allah would send to them a clear proof. What would that proof be? The messenger himself. So the bayyina is Rasulun min Allah. He is clear proof. So when they would see the messenger and recognize him, only then they could leave their disbelief. Otherwise, they would continue in their tradition of misguidance and error. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown immense favor to mankind by sending to them His final messenger, who is such that people, they recognized Him as well as they recognized their own children. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is described as Siraja Munira, as a radiant lamp. He was Al-Bayyina. So he is Allah's favor upon mankind, that he would come and recite to the people suhufan mutahhara, divine scripture. And this divine scripture would bring them from darkness into light. Fiha, in it, meaning in the suhuf, is kutubun, writings that are qayyima, that are correct. Kutub is the plural of kitab, and don't understand kitab as a book. The word kitab in the Arabic language also applies to that which is written. So kutubun qayyima, writings, meaning that which the Prophet would recite to the people, is kutub. And what kind of message is that? It is qayyima, it is correct. Now the word qayyima is from qaf waw mim. We have done this word earlier also in Surah Al-Kahf. Alhamdulillah alladhi anzala ala abdihi al-kitaba wa lam yaj'al lahu iwaja. قَيِّمًا لِيُنْذِرَ بَأْسًا شَدِيدًا. So قَيِّمَ is that which is right and correct. It is also that which is moderate and balanced. And also قَيِّمَ is that which straightens and rectifies something, puts it right. So فِيهَا كُتُبٌ قَيِّمَ, meaning the message that the Prophet ﷺ brought is straightforward. It is correct. It is logical. It is moderate. And really, what is being said in these verses is that nothing would fix people except this divine message. And look at your own life. What could fix you? What could knock some sense into you other than the Qur'an? Really, think about yourself. What were you? Or still, what kind of deficiencies we have? And what is it that could really fix us? Is it somebody's speech? Somebody's threat of punishment? Anything? No, it couldn't. It's only the Qur'an. It's only the Qur'an that can fix a person. وَمَا تَفَرَّقَ الَّذِينَ But what happened when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this message, this bayyinah? These people, الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ Did they believe? No, they didn't. So وَمَا and not, تَفَرَّقَ He became divided, he became separated. Who? الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ Those who were given the book. إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ Except after مَا جَاءَتْهُمْ That it came to them. What came to them? الْبَيِّنَةِ The clear proof. And who is the clear proof? The Prophet of Allah. Meaning, they only went further in their misguidance after the Messenger came to them. Allah sent them the Messenger in order to bring them back on the straight path. Which is why we see that the Ahlul Kitab, what would they do? They would threaten the Ummi, the Arabs. That we're waiting for our final prophet. When he comes, we're going to defeat you all. This is mentioned in the Qur'an, in Surah Baqarah, ayah 89. That وَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ كِتَابٌ مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعْهُمْ وَكَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ يَسْتَفْتِحُونَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا Before, they used to seek victory over the disbelievers. Meaning they would boast to them and say that when our messenger will come, we will be victorious over you. فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ مَا عَرَفُوا كَفَرُوا بِهِ But when there came to them that which they recognized, they denied him. So when they denied the bayyinah, what happened? They went further in their misguidance. Why did they deny the Prophet ﷺ? What was the reason? Was it ignorance? No. They recognized him. They recognized his message. They understood it. Then what was it? مِن بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْبَيِّنَةِ After clear proof, after knowledge came to them, they denied out of pride, out of jealousy. That how can we accept an Arab prophet? They forgot the message. What was the message that the prophet brought? وَمَا أُمِرُوا And they were not commanded. إِلَّا except لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ That they should worship Allah alone. This is what the Prophet ﷺ taught them. He said, worship Allah alone. مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ Making religion sincere for Him. Meaning, dedicating every act of worship and every aspect of deen sincerely, exclusively to who? To Allah alone. حُنَفَاء As حُنَفَاء حُنَفَاء, plural of حَنِيف And who is حَنِيف? One who inclines only to truth. وَيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ And they were also ordered to establish the prayer. وَيُؤْتُ الزَّكَاةَ And also that they should give the zakah. This is what they were taught. But did they observe this? No, they turned away. وَذَلِكَ دِينُ الْقَيِّمَةِ And that is the correct religion. Meaning what the Prophet ﷺ brought was the correct religion. So one religion is that which Allah has sent. And what is the foundation of that? Tawheed. Sincerity for Allah alone. And if you look, all of the other things that are mentioned, salah, zakah, everything has to be For whose sake? For the sake of Allah. This is deenul qayyimah. This is the correct religion. And anything other than this, would that be deenul qayyimah? No. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا So those who have refused this deenul qayyimah, indeed those who have denied مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ From the people of the scripture, وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ And the polytheists, after the clear proof came to them, still, in their pride, they refused Then such people, فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمْ They will be in the fire of hell. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا Abiding therein eternally. أُولَٰئِكَ Those are whom they are شَرُّ الْبَرِيَّ The worst of creatures. The worst of all creation. بَرِيَّ is from بَارَ حَمْزَ بَارِ One of the names of Allah. What does it mean? Creator. بَارِ is who? The creator. So bariyyah is that which has been created. That which has been brought into existence. It didn't exist before. There's someone who brought them into existence. So here, sharrul bariyyah are mentioned. The worst of all creation. Who is the worst of all creation? Those who deny the right of Allah. that he should be worshipped alone. Those who are too proud to submit to Allah, worst of creation. This is explanation of Surah At-Tin. You see, in Surah At-Tin we learned, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. Allah honored man. What happened? ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. This is how man becomes the lowest of the low. شَرُّ الْبَرِيَّةِ. Because they recognized the truth, yet they rejected it. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. On the other hand, indeed, those who believe, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and they do righteous deeds. أُولَٰئِكَ, those are whom they are. What are they? خَيْرُ الْبَرِيَّةِ. The best of the creation. Why? Because they worship Allah and they recognize Him. So they have succeeded in this world and in the hereafter. They are the best of creation. جَزَاؤُهُمْ, their reward, عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ, is near their Lord. Their reward with Allah is what? It is جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ. It is gardens of eternity, of perpetual residence, where they will remain eternally. From where there's no moving, and there's no desire even to move to somewhere else. Because what happens in this world is you go, you enjoy something, but after some time, no matter how much you enjoy, you get bored. You want to change. This is just human nature. But Jannah is of adn, of perpetual residence, meaning its inhabitants will never get bored of Jannah, will never get tired of it. تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ, underneath which rivers flow. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا, abiding therein eternally. Notice over here, the end of the deniers was also mentioned. But it's mentioned very briefly. فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. That's it. But the end of the خَيْرُ الْبَرِيَّةِ is mentioned in greater detail. Why? Why additional description? To remind us that Allah's mercy is greater than His wrath. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ. Allah will be pleased with them. Why? Because of what they have done. Because they submitted to Allah. وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ, and they will be pleased with Him. Why? Because of what He has rewarded them with. رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ. ذَلِكَ, but this honor, that Allah is pleased with him and he is pleased with Allah. This honor is for who? Which person? لِمَن, for the one who خَشِيَ رَبَّهُ, the one who fears his Lord. Because when a person fears his Lord, only then can he be sincere in his worship. Only then can he overcome his pride, his ego, and submit to Allah. Here we see that merely being associated with a group is not something that will bring salvation to a person. What is it that will bring him salvation? It is مَنْ خَشِيَ رَبَّهُ, the one who fears his Lord. And out of that fear, he submits to Allah. The Prophet ﷺ said once, should I not inform you of خَيْرُ الْبَرِيَّةِ? Should I tell you about who the best of the creation is? The people said, of course. He said, it is the one who takes the reins of his horse and goes out in the way of Allah. Wherever there is a need, he rides it. He's got his horse. Why? So that he can go out in the way of Allah. Today we may not have horses, but we may have other means. Whether it's our Presto card. Yeah? It's our Presto card or your car or your bus or whatever you drive. Whatever means you have. خَيْرُ الْبَرِيَّةِ, he who takes the reins of his horse and goes out in the way of Allah. Wherever there is a need, he rides it. He said, should I not inform you of the one after him? Meaning, yes, this is Khairul Bariyah, but what about the next level? What if somebody doesn't have a horse or a car or a Presto card? He said, Bala. He said, he who amongst his flock of sheep. Simple man. He's got his flock of sheep somewhere out. And he gives adhan and establishes the prayer. And he gives the obligatory charity. He's living his simple life. But in that simple life also, he worships Allah. Then he said, should I not inform you of شَرُّ الْبَرِيَّةِ, of the worst of all creation? The people said, yes. He said, the one who is asked something in Allah's name. he is asked something in Allah's name, meaning somebody says, please give me this for Allah's sake. For Allah's sake, please give this. But he does not give. He refuses. He doesn't even have respect for Allah's name. That is sharrul bariyah. Recitation.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لم يكن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب والمشركين منفكين حتى تأتيهم البينة رسول من الله يتلو صحفا مطهرة فيها كتب قيمة وما تفرق الذين أوتوا الكتاب إلا من بعد ما جاءتهم البينة وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين حنفاء ويقيموا الصلاة ويؤتوا الزكاة وذلك دين القيمة إن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب والمشركين في نار جهنم خالدين فيها أولئك هم شر البرية إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أولئك هم خير البرية جزاؤهم عند ربهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه ذلك لمن خشي ربه.